You may want to open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Our brother would like us to read a few verses there and then a couple verses from another book. While you're turning there, I was sitting down for breakfast this morning and I said to my wife, "Happy Mother's Day." And she quickly replied, "Happy Father's Day." Paused a little bit and said, "Every day is Father's Day." And I thought, you know, maybe she's trying to tell me something. Like, perhaps I'm retired, but she can never retire. Something like that. A woman's work is never done. It's not that I'm sitting around all the time, even though I'm retired, but you know what I mean. And it's true. A woman's work is never done. I give her credit for all that she has done. I don't think there was ever a time that she hasn't made breakfast if I wanted it, and I usually want it. So I give her credit for that. Bless her heart. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 to start, and then we'll turn to Mark chapter 10. Okay, verse 14. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Verse 15, "and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Now back to Mark chapter 10 for three verses. Mark chapter 10, starting with verse 13. "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And also verse 16, "And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." With the reading of Scripture on our minds, shall we kneel for prayer?
We don't plan to bring another message on mothers, although I'd like to. But I do want to say a couple things yet. As the brethren have pretty much said how they appreciate their wives, and I do mine. I often thought about her through all these years. She made a lot of dinners, suppers, breakfasts. I don't know how she thought all these things. Do you? Sometimes we take our wives for granted. We take the mothers for granted. We just think about, if we just stop and think about all that, all those meals they made. A teacher gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and what it does. The next day, in a written test, she included this question: "My full name has six letters, and the one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" When the test papers were turned in, the teacher was astonished to find that almost 50% of the students answered the question with the word mother. Yes, mothers do pick up things, but they are much more than magnets. Gathering up clothes, picking up toys around the house, as willing as mothers are to do such chores, they have a higher calling than that. A good mother loves her family, provides an atmosphere where each member can find acceptance, security, and understanding. She is there when the children need a listening ear, a comforting word, a warm hug, or a loving touch on a fevered brow. And for the Christian mother, her greatest joy is in helping her children trust and love Jesus as their Savior. Mothers like that deserve to be honored, not just on this special Sunday each year, but every day. And that recognition should involve more than words. It ought to be shown in respect and thoughtfulness and loving deeds. I had a wonderful mother. I just want to share with you a little poem she wrote before she passed away. In this old world of sin and sorrow, we know not what will be tomorrow. But this we know, that come what may, we shall have a glorious day. Up yonder, where there is no pain, here we lose, but in heaven we gain. The beauty of heaven we can't comprehend. While living below, we have trouble no end. Why not follow the steps of the Lord into green pastures with one accord? Then up to that glorious mansion on high, where all the redeemed will meet by and by. That was a poem my mother wrote. The lesson tonight, I guess you've gathered that, it's unless we become as little children. Imagine being able to do anything you wanted to do without having to be concerned with the cost or the consequences, having success without risk or sacrifice, having a happy marriage without having to work at it, education without exams, living without working, instant perfection. But that's not the way life is it? Living brings responsibility, and there's a price to commitment. To serve this present age, the songwriter says, my calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will. Vance Havner says it takes time to be holy. It takes sweat. It takes study. It takes self-denial. Diligent application. Are these things out of date? Not really. Maybe for many people, but not for us. I want to just read again the scripture that our brother read, Mark 10. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children, or allow them to come to me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Now, in some cases, children, the Bible in the scriptures, it might mean adults, such as the children of Israel, such as in 1 John chapter 2, he talks about little children. I think it's nice that we can be called children. We're children of the heavenly King. Children. Notice the word in Mark 10, they. I think that was probably mothers that brought their children, and they brought young children to him. Now, it doesn't say that they sent them, but they brought the children to Jesus. Think about that. In Mark 10, 16, Jesus loved children. He held them, he blessed them, and we should love them too. You know, Jesus took time for children, and that should be a lesson to us. We need to take time with our children. And then, you know what? We need to, in John 12, 36, that ye may be the children of light. We need to be children of light. Not darkness, but children of light. Some of us that are younger, maybe Brother Steve could relate to this too. Some years ago, we were in Jamaica. And, you know, it was interesting there. We went down one time to a sandy beach. And they were mending nets, fixing their nets, getting ready to go out and fish. It just reminded me of the scriptures when some of the disciples went fishing. It was interesting. But one thing that was really interesting to me, after a certain, we were there, Brother Steve and I were there in, I don't know what they called them, campaigns, or what was that? Campaigns, the same as revivals. So we went there to share a revival in different places. I think they have about three places there, they had. And one night after a service, a mother came up to the front of the church building and handed me her daughter. I was holding this little baby. I never did this before, but I pray. She wanted me to pray over this little child and bless her, and I did. And you know, I wonder where that little one is at today. She was probably 3 or 4 months old then. She was beautiful. Those eyes looked me over, but she didn't cry. I wish I knew what I prayed there. But I wish I would have prayed for our children like that. Oh, we prayed for them. But it's important to pray often for our little ones. But I'll never forget that night praying for that little one. I suppose that was something they often did, brought children to the preacher that he would pray over them and give them a special blessing. Let's look at Luke 18, Luke chapter 18, which is another account of the same thing. There's Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record about these little children. Unless you become as a little child, you'll never enter heaven. Little children. I want to look at several points about little children. Number one, they depend on mother and dad. Number two, they're loyal to parents. Number three, they learn right and wrong. Number four, they will serve our Savior if we do. Number five, they look up to us. And number six, they're eager to learn. You know, children are teachable. Children are teachable, mild, humble, free from prejudice. I often think about children when I see them. Sometimes they fuss over little toys, but they soon forget, don't they? They soon forget their differences. They're playing together again. Is that a lesson for us? We are all children, so we need to walk as children of light. All right, we want to look at these individually. Number one, children depend on their mother and dad. They soon learn who mother and dad are. Mother and dad are the greatest. I'm talking about little children. Sometimes when we get up in the high teens, our parents don't know so much. They do later on. But little children, they're the greatest. Parents are the greatest. They feed and nurture us. Who do I belong to? Who's the greatest? Who is first to you and me? Unless ye become as a little child. Number two, children are loyal to mother and dad. They take up for mother and dad. It's important for daddy to be in a home. Study after study is supporting the importance of fathers as a disciplinarian, protector, a role model in the lives of boys and girls. Children need both, fathers and mothers. You know, little children really want mother and dad's love and concern. Do I take up for Jesus? You know, children take discipline, but they still love mother and dad. That's great. Children that depend on mother and dad. Number two, children are loyal to mother and dad. Number three, they learn right and wrong. Our brother said this morning about no, one of the first words children learn. It's because, I guess, parents say no pretty quickly. Children want to do what's wrong. They want to get things that they shouldn't, so parents have to say no. Can't do that. Children learn right and wrong. A boy asked his dad if he ever went to Sunday school when a boy. Yes, I went regular when I was a boy. Well, the boy said, I guess it won't do me much good either. He saw in his dad something wrong. Now, going to the house of the Lord is important. I think it should be as natural as breathing. I even sometimes, when we go to the rescue mission, I often think of this. Those men, they pick those old songs that we sang, the Old Rugged Cross, Amazing Grace. They learned. They never forgot. Even though they're grown men now, they didn't forget what they learned at their mother's knee. King David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. A man was told to address a group of teenagers, so he told them, things that I wish I had known. I wish I had known that habits are hard to change after you're 21, and that you can't get something for nothing, and that dad wasn't an old fogey after all. That mother wanted me to do right, that I knew more of the helpful and inspiring parts of the Bible than I would obey. I knew the truthfulness in everything. I wish I would have known what it meant for dad and mother to raise a child. Number four, they will know what it is to be born again if we do. It will be easier to choose to live the new life if parents do. They're imitators. It's no wonder Jesus said, unless you become as a little child. They look up to us. There's no one, nobody like mother and dad. No one can take our place. Number five, children are eager to learn. Who are they? Who are children with the most? They're with us as parents. So they're going to learn the most that they learn from us. They're going to learn some things at school, but they're with us, and they're going to learn things from us. What are we teaching them? By word and example, what are we teaching them? A little poem, Playing Mom and Dad. Maybe you heard it before. Stop it, children, stop it, cried a mother in despair to little Ruth and Patrick, who pulled each other's hair. Come here to me this minute. I'll teach you not to fight. You naughty ones, aren't you ashamed? You know it isn't right. We're not really fighting, Mom. We aren't even mad. We're just having lots of fun because we're playing Mom and Dad. It's on a engine, Mommy, said little Ruth and Pat. We want to be like you and Dad. 'Twas just a game of spat. Mothers, fathers, don't forget. The seeds you daily sow will not lie dormant in the ground. They're always sure to grow. That little girl, that little boy will follow Mom and Pop. The seeds you sow in their little hearts will yield a bumper crop. Don't think they do not notice, they're very much alert. While you serve sin, remember, your child is also hurt. Now you're alone. Now you alone will pay the cost. How awful and how sad. For children nearly always go the way of Mom and Dad. Those little lives, how precious, God planted in our home. Greatest of all possessions, breathe the starry dome. The way you take, remember, though it be good or bad, they look to you for guidance. They follow Mom and Dad. Unless we become as little children. Jesus' words, unless you become as little children, you can't inherit the kingdom. Those are pretty searching words. Psalm 132, verse 12, refers primarily unto Jerusalem, but also I believe it could mean if parents embrace the way, children will also choose that way. It's not always that way, but usually children will follow the way their parents go. I just right now, I'm thinking of our neighbor. I wanted to bring their daughter to Bible school. So the mother asked her, would you like to go to Bible school? No, she didn't want to go to Bible school. She wasn't used to going to church. I feel that mother should have said, we will go to Bible school. As far as I know, they don't go to church anywhere today. But they do just about anything over the weekend. Now, you know, Jesus set a good example when he was about 12 years old. I want to turn back to Luke chapter 2. We know that story pretty good. Just to refresh our minds. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him, was upon him. Listen to that. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now we know that Jesus was different, but still, I think there's a lesson there for us. He was perfect. The grace of God was with him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, can you imagine that? 3 days they looked for Jesus. They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. It'd be pretty hard to correct somebody like that, wouldn't it? Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Unless we become as little children, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. That's pretty serious. Unless we become as little children. I suppose you could think of a lot of other ways, maybe, that we could be like little children. But these are just some of the ways. I looked at 6 ways that we could be like little children. And these ways, if you really thought of those, they were also like us, as children of the heavenly King. Are you eager to learn? Am I eager to learn? Do we look up to Jesus? Nobody quite like Jesus? I know what it is to be born again. There are just some things to think about. You know, there's quite a price to commitment. Unless, I just want to read again, Mark chapter 10. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he won't enter therein. He shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and bless them. Isn't that beautiful? Unless we become as a little child. This isn't quite like, I guess, exactly the sermon tonight, but I just want to share this with you. O time, if thou couldst wait a while, and keep the children young, and still let linger in my home their lisping, broken tongues, the cuddling, crudling, coozy cue of babies at my breast. O time, if thou couldst wait a while, I think I should be blessed. What though my rooms are littered o'er with books and broken toys, I would not shorten by a day the childhood of my boys. And though the baby's rattle lies upon the fresh swept floor, I sigh to think the day will come, it will be there no more. The day will come, 'tis coming fast, when we shall be alone, when from their childhood's happy nest the children will have flown, when broken toys will all be gone and not a cradle seen, and all the rooms be far too small and far too neat and clean. Sometimes I'm tired and I'm cross at night and full of mother care, and when I think the boys at play are more than I can bear, I think so for a moment then remember years to come, when to their whistling and their mirth the echoes will be dumb. Oh, if time could wait a while, but since it cannot stay, why then we'll make the very best of every happy day. For when the boys and girls are grown, however far they roam, I'd like them to look back and say they had a happy home. When I think about that, I think about Jesus. Are we going to serve him all the days of our life? Not just now, but in the days to come until he comes back.
Stand together for prayer.